We're continuing our look at Acts chapter 13, verses 2 through 3. Let me come back to verse 2 today, where we see this scene at Antioch, where there is a group of people fasting and praying. And Luke records, "The Holy Spirit said, 'Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work which I have called them.'" While the church was praying and fasting, led by prophets and teachers, the Holy Spirit spoke. Now, we don't look at this often, but the Greek words here are the hagion pneuma. A literal rendering is closer to the sacred spirit. As the church was ministering to the kurios, the master or supreme ruler, the sacred spirit spoke. Now, let's pause and take that in. Now, look, in the modern church, leadership is necessary. Pastors are necessary. Teachers are necessary. So are leadership boards and committees and various ministry teams. They're all necessary for a local church to be able to function. Too many times these roles, especially the latter ones, are treated as a nuisance rather than a necessity. A local church must have some organization to keep from becoming a circus. Having said that, notice Luke's emphasis on how one of, if not the greatest missionary appointments ever, took place. As the leadership and laity were fasting and praying, the Holy Spirit, the sacred spirit, spoke and gave them their next marching orders. Here's how John MacArthur describes that moment. He said, "This is a church under the control of the Spirit. So it was no intrusion when the Spirit of God spoke, was it? This was right in the flow of their very existence. They were under the guidance and the control of the Spirit at all times." When Luke says the Spirit said, he uses the Greek word eipen. Now, it has several variations, but a Strong's Concordance indicates the basic idea is that the Spirit brought a word or gave a command. Now, we've seen this throughout the preceding chapters of Acts, haven't we? The Holy Spirit, the CMO, the Chief Missions Officer, has been directing, giving commands, bringing a word both to individual believers as well as the corporate community. For example, in Acts chapter 8, verse 29, the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over to that chariot and stand by it." In Acts 10, 19, while Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said, "Simon, three men are looking for you." In Acts chapter 11, verse 12, the Spirit told me to accompany them without hesitation. So in Acts 13, we see this once again. Luke tells us, "The Spirit said, 'Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.'" Now let's take the time to break down the first part of that statement, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul." In the Greek, "set apart," aphoreiaste, to separate, place apart, set off by boundary, exclude, or appoint. The phrase "for me" is moi, a first-person possessive pronoun. Now let's put it back together. The Holy Spirit told those gathered together, both the laity and the leadership, "Separate, place apart, set off by boundary, exclude, appoint to me personally Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." In both the Old Testament and New Testament, we often find the names of individuals who the Spirit is speaking. This is not the case in this account. It is simply the Spirit calling these men. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.